This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I just want to welcome everyone that has just tuned into Radio K Pulpit. I'm Alana Olifew and I will be your host for the next hour with my program called Body Matters. And today I have a very special guest, Anna-Marie Berger, and she offers prophetic art workshops and she also has started a new venture, which I'm very excited to hear about. I've also asked Anna-Marie to bring us a fresh word today. So our topic of discussion will be steadfast assurance, my stand in the new season. So welcome, Anna-Marie. Thank you for being on this program today.
Thank you, Lana, and thank you for the opportunity today to be able to share about the goodness of the Lord. And I hope it is going to encourage everyone that listen.
Now, I'm sure that your word of encouragement is going to lift our spirit today. Anna-Marie, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that I know you a little bit, but yeah, just share about yourself so that the audience can get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I was a school teacher in foundational phase for about 33 years.
Sure. That's a long time.
And I love to, I just love kids and to be creative. But I always knew that there was something more and that the Lord has given me gifts, a prophetic gift. And he told me about healing, which I just thought was going to be laid hands on people and pray and that's it. But he had much more in store. I also have a son and a daughter that I'm very proud about. That my son is 50 years old and my daughter is 28. They are my pride and joy. So my walk was not always easy. I was a single mother and I had to raise my children as by myself as a single mother.
Sure.
But that challenged me to rely on the Lord wholeheartedly in everything.
Mm.
You know, and that always secure your walk for further and further adventures with him.
I know. Sometimes it's just, you know, when you're at a tough time in your life or when it's hard, it's when you draw closer to God. So I can imagine.
Absolutely. So 4 years ago, I started, I felt it is time now, Lord, and he actually prompted me, and I did a big faith step, and I just left the teaching in about 24 hours and started Art in New Dimension.
Wow.
Because there was such a, I felt that there was such a, it was a new platform for art therapy.
Hmm.
And you know, when we're creative, things start to happen in us, in our soul. And the Lord start to, if we allow the Holy Spirit, he start to work. And he always wants to blow a fresh wind over our desires and gifts and want to release fresh hope to us and replenish us. And that was an excellent thing for me because then he gave me 12 themes. There's 12 things that you can come and do, you know. So it's also a teaching,
yes,
but also a prophetic word through your own artwork that happens on that canvas.
Sure.
And that will be like a portal to you and like will always encourage you. In so there's a tree of life and journal, how to know his voice. Because that's always a hard one. And doors, what doors to close, what doors to open in your life, God and intimacy, the seven spirits of God, garments, crowns, vision. Yes, and many more. Precious gems that we are, secret to greatness, not afraid, especially for now in this season. And then covenant and the blood.
Sure, that's
so
sounds...
you can choose and you can come. And there's many... things to help you, you know, prints, we use prints and stencils. You don't have to be a Picasso or Michelangelo. You just come and relax and the Holy Spirit moves.
Mm.
Yes.
No, that is amazing. I know I did one of your art workshops, and I love the prophetic feedback that I get from that.
Yeah, because colors has got meanings. And I always say, if you feel today like you don't even like orange, but you choose orange, then that orange has got a spiritual meaning of empowerment, of hearing, seeing, and listening to his word, the shield, the fire of God. And out of that, out of your own creative work, and that is the other dimension, flows a prophetic word just personally for you that will uplift and encourage you in the season that you are. So that's a wonderful tool that we've discovered.
Yeah, that is amazing. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about Art Dimension and the art workshop?
Yes, out of the Art of Dimension, like I said, there is also, especially now, it is wonderful to bring friends or just to come and sit and personally just, you know, my classes is, I can also go out to people. I go to Ceres. I travel.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome with all my pains and my stuff. And I travel and just go and teach. And there is such, you know, you get a whole booklet of the teaching and a worksheet that you can always afterwards, you can for months just go on that theme. So I've just many, many nights I sat and I just take everything, like when you take seven spirits or tree of life, you know, all the, there's also bad trees in your life that you need to uproot.
Yes.
So that's all also a worksheet that you can take with. And it's not just a painting or a canvas. Like I say, you get a prophetic word from the Lord out of your own. And it's just amazing the testimonies that comes. And how the Holy Spirit works, that is just fascinating. You know, you can't truly say what's going to happen. And it's always, for me, much more so amazing how he works. We're just vessels, you know. And if you allow him, he does, and healing happens. And that's part of the healing, because it's therapy, and healing happens while the women sit and while you sit and paint, and the Holy Spirit comes and he do what we cannot do.
So you would
For counseling session and to get out there, you don't need to pay lots of money, but the Lord comes and he helps.
So you would actually say, sorry for interrupting you, but you would actually say when people come there and they paint, that they actually without knowing express what's happening in their lives.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just amazing that even their countenances change. Even they're just filled with hope. They're just filled with encouragement. And the Lord speaks directly a word that uplifts them and equips them for the next season. And they're always like, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. And when is the next workshop? So you can go and look on Facebook, Art in New Dimensions, and you can book a workshop for a friend or just for yourself. I also do couples. And that's always interesting. If the husband comes and you can see he was pushed into it.
Oh, no, that sounds so interesting.
And then they walk out and they ask, I had him. There was someone that came and the next class, he took off work and he was ready and steady to go with. And she says, no, I'm just going with a girlfriend. And she says he was so cross, her husband, because he wanted to come with again. You know, that is just awesome.
So I just want to quickly practically put it, so people come and then you give them different medias to work with, or do you have a specific workshop for specific? So whatever it is, they can choose what workshop they want to come to.
They can come and choose, and everyone is different, and we learn all types of techniques. Like we work with texture paint, and we work with mosaic, and we work with stencils and three-dimensional and prints. So they can choose,
so
and then I help them, and it's about 4 hours long. And yes.
And so
and
when
they go out with a beautiful canvas.
And so when they're done, you would maybe sit with them and you would give them a prophetic word from what you
yes.
can observe, what God lays on your heart that you
Absolutely.
Perceive in what they've put on canvas or what they've you know, on the mosaic or whatever. Now that is now carry on.
And it's also it's also amazing what happens because the Lord stirs up the gift in them. Mm. You know, the creative gift. Just by now somebody says, no, but I can't paint or I don't want to come paint. There was so many testimonies after that and that women started their own business doing cakes or
wow.
doing something else, but that creative gift in us, because our creator has put a creative gift in us, is stirred up. And it can go like in many dimensions further, you know, in your life. But it's just like an opening and
yes.
and a release that comes and an activation that comes. And yes, that is what happens. You know, so I've got so many testimonies of things like that, what happened after that time, besides the healing and the restoration of the spirit and the soul.
Anna Marie, would you obviously, that's where God uses your prophetic gifting in the workshop quite often. And that word is the word that sometimes people need to hear to set them free.
Absolutely.
Or just a word of encouragement or
Absolutely.
Just to lift their spirit. And I also, what I love about your workshop, because I've experienced it, is that you don't have to be creative, like you said.
No.
You just come
no.
and everybody can come and just be, you know, just you know, do what they feel in the spirit God's leading them to do. And as you said, it's a let out. It's a nice way of just being creative without being judged. And you take home what you've created that very
yes.
same day. So it's not a whole long process of coming back and finishing things off. That is really
no.
amazing.
No, you start with a blank canvas and you go out with a beautiful thing. And you know what it is? Art is very intimidating.
Mm.
And I know that. It's very intimidating. That's why we have prints and stencils and I help you and I guide
yes.
you. And I say, you can use this. Or which. Sometimes I can't choose, you know,
yes.
which must I, what must I do now? What must I do? And I'm in the whole time in conversation with the Lord, with Holy Spirit about you, about
yes.
that person, and I ask, because I need to give you a word afterwards, you know, and
yes.
I stand in the, really in the fear of the Lord about this, and it's always time and again, he comes and surprises us, and we have just so much joy and fun, so I can really invite you to come to a workshop, you will never be the same again.
And tell me if people would want to just on while we're on the topic of art and new dimension, if someone wanted to maybe do like a birthday get together, invite their friends or a birthday
yes,
gift, you've got vouchers that people can purchase.
I've got vouchers. You can just phone me. The best is to phone me to go on and I'll give my telephone number to book a workshop in advance. And yes, we make it beautiful. You know, we go with color, and because it's all about color and the meaning of color,
yes.
and we make it very special. And there's
yeah, that's
refreshments always included in the workshops as well. So yeah, sometimes the ladies doesn't and the people doesn't want to leave.
Now I can imagine that's really up my alley because I must say I love art and I just sometimes wish I had enough time just to sit and try and paint something. Not that I'm good at it, but I just, as you said, just love being creative. But Anna Marie, well, let's take a short music break and then we'll come back with this conversation.
Okay, sure.
Hi, this is Body Matters with Alana Oilefrew and my guest is Anna Marie Berger and we're just discussing her art workshops that she presents. And I've also asked Anna Marie to bring us a fresh word for today, which is called Steadfast Assurance, My Stand in the New Season. But Anna Marie, before we touch on that topic for today, don't you want to just share with us your new venture? Yeah, I'm very excited to hear about that.
Yes, thank you. I was also, we sat, I sat and, you know, the Lord spoke and he said there's a need, and there is, I discovered that there was a need for beautifying the bride of Christ, not only in spirit and soul, but also in the body, in our body, you know, we are temples, our bodies is temples, and Joel was birthed. I'm so excited about this because Joel stands for Jesus adds restoration and replenishment.
Wow.
And you know what we all know about the good things about the essential, pure essential oils, what it does for our health. But with the essential oils, there is also spiritual meaning in every essential oil. And me and a friend just went and sit, and it was just amazing. You know, we came up with 10 products.
Okay.
And as we sat at his feet, we started off with Mary that sat at Jesus' feet, you know, and out of that came a fruit spa that's got a balm and a soap and a healing balm and what is it now? And out of that flows, we sat and I said that Jesus needs to come back in the homes. And we added a prophetic declaration called with our product, which is makes it just so amazing. Because now you sit and you get replenished in your body, but also your spirit and soul gets replenished. So we started off then with a hand lotion, and we call it Touch by Him, and a baby wrap, that's Innocence, and a beard anointing oil for the husband's line of Judah. And, you know, just to say a bit more about that, you know, on the declaration, I've just used it as an example for the lion beard oil. You know, it's what our King roar over us. It's, I will love you. I'm in your midst. I will take care of you. I will protect and strengthen you. And lions are symbolic of courage and power and majesty and strength. And they are the only cats that roars together. So when our King roar over us, that we echo back, we believe you, we will be obedient, we love you, Lord, and we will trust you.
Sure.
So you get that beard oil not only with all the benefits to the body, but also your spirit gets nourished. And out of that came a bath soak, a kingdom pool, and a face-to-face mask, and everything has got a color, like a face-to-face mask. It's got orange in that, and it's a charcoal mask. It's about the fire of God to purge us and to bring the purity back. And then we've got 4 perfumes, and First Love of all, Arise, Costly, and Triumph. And we're just so excited about it because out of that flows that we've got now 18 pure essential oils with a card, a prophetic anointing card as well. All the benefits, physical and then spiritual.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, we're very excited about that lovely product.
And you know what? Sorry, carry on.
No, I just say it comes in a beautiful packaging with that prophetic word, and then you can order online as well, and it's for main events such as birthdays, weddings, baby showers, and it's a beautiful gift to the body of Christ.
Anna Maria, I know that you also mentioned once that you guys pray of your products, and you know you send it out with God's blessing. And that reminds me so much of just, you know, when we anoint people, you know, the anointing oils. And so when it just makes me think of when you put the products on that you are actually anointing yourself, you know, with the products because it has the essential oils in. And what also came to mind when you were mentioning the beard oil, you know, that scripture, I don't know it off by heart, but where it says where they're anointed, Aaron.
Yeah.
And that the oil was
the balm of Gilead.
Yes, which basically was dripping from his beard. And that whole scripture of unity commands a blessing. Just that came to mind as you were talking. That is amazing. I love the fact that you guys took essential oils, and I know it's also biblical oils that you've incorporated in your products.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to give you an indication, we use the olive oil and the almond oil as our blends. And that it's a pure, pure essential oil with that. But just to give you an idea, you know, almond oil stands spiritually to become alert for the kingdom of God.
Wow.
And to call upon the Holy Spirit to awaken your spirit, to hasten you to all that He has called you to do. So that is amazing. So the spiritual, we cannot leave that out, you know, although it benefits as a skin barrier, it puts back vitamins and stuff in us, and it supports us and replenishes us. You know, God is the healer.
Yeah, that's
it's not
right.
The oils.
Yes.
It's the anointing breaks the yoke that the Lord says. But He has commanded us. In the word, in Ezekiel, in Revelation, it says the healing leaves. When Jesus was born, He gave frankincense and myrrh as a gift because He knew that our bodies is going to need it.
Yes.
And frankincense, you know, builds up the cells. It even helps for cancer. But I want to say again, Jesus is the healer.
That's right.
He is our healer. He is everything. He's the way maker, the miracle one. The healing comes from Him.
That's
but
right.
But we must be obedient to what He commands in the Word as well. And He has given us tools. And, you know, we can use the tools. And how beautiful is that when you anoint someone and you speak out that declaration, that prophetic declaration over them, and you anoint them, and their body takes up everything that is needed to be replenished and restored. And the Word of God is in your house.
Yes.
You know.
And I also think that that also reminds me of when we were talking about healing, that scripture that says, if any one of you are sick, go to the elders of the church, let them anoint you and lay hands on you and pray for you so that you may be healed.
Absolutely.
And that's where the anointing and the oil and all of that come in. Sometimes I think
Absolutely.
We don't always know the significance of oils, and people say, oh, yeah, how can oils, you know, heal you? But I don't think, like you said, it's not the God is the healer, but there is like a spiritual connotation to the anointing of the oil.
Absolutely.
So it's the same as baptism. You know, baptism is just an outward expression of something that God is going to do on the inside.
That's
it's
right.
A step of obedience. I think there's such amazing, I don't think there's many products out that you're doing at the moment, or how does the market look?
No, it goes really well. What I also do, you know, in the olden days, we used to have Tupperware parties.
Tupperware parties, yes,
parties.
I remember them. I don't know. I don't think so.
There is such a need. And I go to houses, and you get a few friends together, and I also serve you with a prophetic word that comes from the heart of the Father, and you pick an oil, and out of that oil, God wants to minister to you that day, specifically something, and the products is there for you to see and to buy as gifts or for yourself. You know, we don't always take care of ourselves. We take so care of our families, and
that
we
is
don't
very true.
Spoil ourselves.
I think that's very true in our day and age. You know, we're so busy running around as women that we don't take that time out. You know, as mothers and as wives, we're always running around doing things, but we always put ourselves last. And at the end of the day, you know, we need that pampering. And, you know, it's time to invest in yourself, because when you don't invest in yourself, you can't give. And
that's absolutely true, Alana. You know, God says the first commandment, is love the Lord with all your heart and your neighbors as yourself.
Yes.
And we forget that one.
Yes.
Because if you don't feel loved, if you don't feel costly, if you cannot arise, if you don't feel nurtured, how can you love your neighbor? And how can you start to love the Lord? Because then you're in a hopeless situation, and that is not his heart. And that was never his intent, because he promised us abundant life. And I just think in this time that we are now, more than ever, we need to seek his face. We need to seek his presence, and the word will renew us. I'll get to that now. But also in this season, we all want to look after our bodies, you know, and it just helps the limbic center, the release of the healing of the immune system that gets strengthened, and the antiviral compounds through the oils.
So yes,
and we were never as Christians. I was really ignorant about it. I was like, oh, this, I don't want, you know, I didn't know the benefits. And we want to go back to the ancient ways. That's what the Lord asked us to do.
Going back to the natural, the healthy natural stuff. And just quickly, price-wise, is it affordable?
It's so really affordable, really. Mm. You can go and watch online, and that is the thing, because we just said we wanted to be a vessel that must come in the house.
Yes.
And it's not about, there is always costs involved, but it's not about making money. Mm. It is about the Lord.
And making it available to people
easy. And they will benefit from it, like I say, not only in the body, but also in your spirit and soul.
Anna Marie, that sounds amazing, and I wish you everything of the best with this new venture. But I know that everybody is now so keen to hear what God has laid on your heart to share with us today, that fresh word of, taking up our stand in this new season. Would you like to share with us?
Absolutely. You know, the Lord wants to encourage us, and he wants to build us up, and he does it by his word, but he also comes with the Holy Spirit. And we must never, ever leave the Holy Spirit out of, because he is a person. And he wants to come and encourage us. And I just looked at the word steadfast. Mm. And, you know, I went and sat at his feet. And steadfast means to stand up. And it means to be secure and firmly fixed on a place. You know, it is a calm assurance that leads you back to unwavering faith. But it sounds also good when I say this, isn't it? But it's hard to do it if it's out of ourselves. You know, it's a steadfast assurance is a gentle power that complements by a quiet humbleness, and that is peace.
Mm.
In easy words, the peace that will sustain you. And I think to obtain this in these challenging times, it is necessary to keep our focus, and so important, just on the Lord, but on his character.
Mm.
Because when we know his character and the truth of the word, he says, the Spirit of the Lord brings the truth to you, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
You know, if we read in his word, he says that he is a merciful God and he's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And that we can see throughout his word. Forgiving our sins and our iniquities to a thousand generations. That scripture is always so precious to me. And I think we all feel sometimes like Job, you know. He's a very good example
to us. No, I know
and
what you're talking
says,
about.
He says in Job 10 that he, the Lord, has granted us new life. He has granted us life and life in abundance. Eyes have not seen yet what he has planned for us. And the steadfast love and his care has preserved my spirit. That is just such a beautiful word. Mm. And then I think with steadfast love, you must say this, and this is in Lamentations 20, where it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never ends, and it's new in the morning. So these three things that I felt in this time to come to know, and that is when we know his character, it can help us to focus on renewing our minds. And our minds is where the battlefield is.
That's right.
You know, and we cannot replace an anxious thought with another thought. We cannot. We will just go in circles. We can only replace an anxious thought with his word and the truth.
That's right.
And sometimes it helps to declare it out loud, you know, like if you don't have peace. Lord, you will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is going to be stayed on you. And I think if we then, by his character, start to know our identity, our true identity, what happened on the cross for us, and we come in alignment with that, with an action, in alignment with heaven, and bring every thought to captive to the obedience of the word. He says, bring the thoughts captive to the obedience of the word. And by praying, by worship, by praising him, by lifting up his name. One day he said to me, when you lift up my name, I will lift you up.
Sure.
He says, we enter by the gates. The gates of the Lord is thanksgiving.
Yes.
Although we don't feel like that in our minds or flesh.
True.
Our flesh never feels like that. But he says, he'll make it new every day. He helps us. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our counselor, the one that comes and makes intercession for us with the Father. And he is our helper. He will help us in this time. And then the other thing to remember is to cast your cares. You know, it's a discipline. I really think it is a discipline to discipline yourself to come because it's overwhelming in the atmosphere, the fear, anxious thoughts, what's going to happen next.
Yes.
You know, we are just human. That's what everyone says. But it is a discipline. Just as you train for an event to get fit, you train your mind. You train your mind to lean and cast your cares on him.
Yes.
Because he said, do not be anxious about anything. You know, and that, just that sentence, do not be anxious, my child, about anything, but in prayer and supplication, and then with thanksgiving. And I think there, that little three words, that is our focus. Prayer, supplication of the word, thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to him, and then he says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind.
I just want to just quickly add to that. I think that is such a powerful scripture, Anna Marie, that one, be anxious for nothing. Because even in the time in the last week or two, just testifying by myself, I've been so busy and a lot of things have happened. And some things are so out of my control. But you seem to get so overwhelmed with it. And the minute I just prayed about it, and I said to God, there's nothing I can do. I hand it over to you. That's laying your prayer, your supplication before the Lord. I gave it to him. I said, God, I don't know what to do. I give it to you. And then choose. And once I've handed it over to him, I felt that peace. Because now I can choose not to worry about it anymore. Because I've given it and laid it in God's hands. And I want to testify that God was so good. He worked it out for my good. And so that is a powerful scripture that if anything is bugging you or you're stressed out, you're anxious about anything, thank God. And it says, I think afterwards, and thank God that he will do it for you after you've laid that request. Anyway,
is such a door.
Yes.
It's a door that we can enter to obtain what he has promised for us, you know, even though you don't feel so. And what you did exactly what I was now saying. You cast it on him.
Mm.
He said, Lord, now I don't know. And it's now I can't anymore.
Yes.
I cast it on you. I cast it afresh on you. And you say, do not be anxious about anything. And that is just, you know, thank you, Lord, that we've got you and we've got your word and you've got us. And he is in tomorrow as well. We are not in tomorrow. And the only thing I've learned that can go with you to tomorrow is your prayers.
Yes.
The only thing that can go in tomorrow is only your prayers and me.
And I also realize, sorry, I'm adding on to what you're saying, because it's so fresh and it's so in what I've experienced so recently. But I also had to make a choice not to worry, because worry cannot change anything. You know, even though there's this big situation that needs to be sorted out, it's out of my hands. Now I'm going to choose how I'm going to wait it out on God. I can choose to wait it out worrying and being anxious, or I can let it go and still choose to enjoy that time, because worrying can't change anything. It's just changing the perspective on how I'm going to wait on the results of it.
Absolutely. And in conclusion, you know, it's to stop that worry thought and to replace anxiety and fear with perfect love and the word of God. And then to repent, you know, because I think in the repentance, when you say, I'm sorry, Lord, I am sorry, there's so much, he says, the humble of heart will obtain when we come to it and we bow our knees and we say, you come and help us. I also feel to say this, and to keep us steadfast, we also need people. We need a faith buddy. We need someone like you that come, and when the one is down, the other one will help him with a word of encouragement. We need each other. There's a beautiful scripture that says, we will carry on shoulder to shoulder. And I think there's so many distractions now, because that's what the enemy does. He brings distractions. He brings entity, he brings division in relationships now by all sorts of stuff. And this is not the time to be separated, but this is the time to be united first in him and be united in a relationship and be united as believers. That's what I believe.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I also feel just the fact that when we go into fear and anxiety, so fear and anxiety is almost the opposite of faith. And God needs us to have faith in him. The minute we are worried and the minute it's when we are taking things in our own hands and we're not trusting God.
Yes.
And it's just telling God again.
And we do that because we're just human.
Yes, we are all human. We struggle. And sometimes we can go days worrying and days being anxious. And then you get to a point where you know that you need to get out of this frame of mind. You need to get out of it. And that's where that says faith comes from hearing the word of God. So sometimes it takes a while to get out of it and to shake it off and to praise and worship, and you don't feel like doing all these things, but you need to know that, you know, you can't. You need to get back into the word. You need to start praying.
In the spirit, you know, there is such power in that, and that is a gift that he has given us.
Yes.
Just to pray in the spirit and just to pray the perfect will of God. That what you said now is so important, Alana, and that is to recognize Lord, I'm fearing. I'm fearful. I've got fearful thoughts.
Yes.
To recognize it and then to take that thought captive.
Yes.
To go and sit. That's the thing. Go and sit at his feet and then stand up and walk again when you have regained your strength and your, I always want to say, your sanity.
Yes.
And then run and then focus. Because when you sit, you need to look up and you need to take that thought captive. But to remember, you know, I always say, just take one scripture, and I will end off with this scripture. For we know now, what I said now just, that neither death, nor life, Romans 8, nor angels, no principalities, nothing that threatens us, nor powers, I mean, nor height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from his love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is such a powerful scripture.
Yes. And I just, And I just want to add to that, Anne-Marie, I think there's people out there listening, and I just want to just add to what you're saying, and I just want to say, you know, no matter what you're going through right now, you know, this is, whatever you're going through is just a short time. Yes. Choose how you're going to persevere through it. You've got a choice how you can persevere through the storm or through the obstacle that you've got. And just to release it in God's hands and to choose then to have the peace. And no matter what, it will all work out at the end, because God says He works all things out for the good of those who love Him. I mean, I had sleepless nights over an incident that happened. And you know what? I prayed, I stressed for two solid nights. I was in a state. And then I gave it to God, and the day it worked out, everything worked out perfectly. But I lost 2 days of stressing. 2 days I could have had joy. 2 days I could have spent with my kids. But because I was so stressed, I know. And then I decided I'm not going to do that anymore, because every day is precious. We can choose, no matter what the circumstances, we can choose how we want to get through the circumstances. So thank you. That is, yes, so that is so powerful. So let's take a short break and then we can come back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alana Willifree with Body Matters, and I was chatting to Anne-Marie Berger, and our topic was steadfast assurance and my stand in the new season. So we're at the end, unfortunately, of this program, and I'm going to ask Anne-Marie if she can just end off with a prayer for us, whatever God lays on your heart, Anne-Marie. Would you pray for us, and then we can give your details out to everybody who is interested in joining your wonderful art classes or even purchasing some of your lovely jar products.
Thank you, Alana. Yeah. You are welcome.
Thank
Father,
you.
We just come in the name of Jesus, and we come right now in your presence, Lord, and we praise you today for your steadfast love, your mercy that never ends, that is new. And I pray for every listener, Father, that they will grab hold of your unending love for them. Father, I want to pray Psalm 51 that says, create in us, Lord, a clean heart in this time, a renewed, a right, and preserving spirit, a steadfast spirit in us. Holy Spirit, come and help us in our weaknesses. Come and take the guilt away. Come and help us to renew our thoughts daily. Let us meditate on your word. Father, I pray for our hunger today for your word and for your voice. And I ask that you, that everyone will engage with Abba Father. Father, come and wash our minds, Jesus, thoroughly. Thank you that you make intercession for us, Jesus, by the blood that was shed, by your cross, and interceding for us at the in heaven. Thank you, Father, for your kind mercy. Learn us to cast our cares on you. Restore to us, Lord, the joy in this time,
yes,
the
Lord.
Joy of our salvation, and to know that you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And thank you, Lord, that we can know that we are costly. We are beautifully made in your eyes, and you have engraved us upon your hands. I pray that everyone that hears this prayer will be activated in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that they will feel the love fire of the Lord falling on them, rejuvenating them and bringing the healing in their souls, in their bodies. Father, everything that's out of place, we ask that you will come, and you are our healer.
Yes.
You are the restorer. You are our provider for everything, and we call on your name. You say when we call on your name, you answer us, and you give us abundance. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you that we can know that we are loved by Him.
Amen. Thank you, Anne-Marie. That's such a powerful prayer. And yeah, I just trust that everybody that has heard that prayer, and I pray that God will just break off all those heavy burdens. and that you would just be so renewed in the Spirit, and that Holy Spirit will just come upon you and give you that supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and mind, and that you will surrender every anxiety and fear in God's hands. Just trust Him, and don't let the devil steal any longer from you. Don't let worry or anxiety take hold of you. God is greater. You will work it all out for your good, in Jesus' name. Anna Marie, I know there is so many people, as I said, would probably want to join your art class or purchase some of your products. Can you give us some of your details that they can jot it down and give you a call?
Yes, sure. I will give my cell number. It's 083-561-7323. And then you can also look me up on Facebook, Art in New Dimensions. And then we've got a beautiful website, www.jarofbeauty.com. That you just go info@jarofbeauty, that you can go and see what is available there, and you can order online. We've got a fast delivery, and you can order beautiful products from there, and you can come for an art class. I'm in Uitzicht in Durbanville. And book a workshop and be renewed and restored by the Lord.
Thank you, Anna Marie. And thank you so much for joining me today and just for sharing that word, which I know is in the season. I know there's a lot of people that needed to hear that word, and especially me, it's just confirmation. And I pray that God will bless your new venture.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for the privilege to share, and I hope the peace of the Lord goes with everyone. Thank you again for the opportunity, Alana.
No problem. And unfortunately, this is the end of my program. And if you'd like to comment on this program, you can send your request to Radio K Pulpit, webpage site. And then press the WhatsApp button and put Body Matters, because this is Body Matters. And then you can put your comment down, because we really would love to hear from you. So thank you so much for joining me on Body Matters. And we'll meet next week. Again, same time, same frequency, with great conversation from me, Alana Uliefu. Have a blessed week. Hi, Anna Marie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on the program and everything. And I know that was just a word that is a timely word, I think, for people that's out there. And thank you so much for preparing so nicely and for sharing. I think it was probably a bit more Holy Spirit led. I said it was a little bit more Holy Spirit led.
It was, because with all the papers here on my bed, I didn't even look at them about, and I was just speaking, and I thought, let me just you know, talk. And that's what I prayed for, and that's always what the Lord does, you know, He knows what we must say, and what they must hear, and I was sick then, my English isn't so good.
That was great, your English was perfect.
But I think it's the Holy Spirit comes anyway, and He knows. He knows what we must do and what we must say to encourage people. But thank you so much for
No problem. I just want to tell you it's going to come out this Saturday at 5 o'clock. It's the 11th of September. It will be on Radio K Pulpit Live, so you can just Google Live Radio K Pulpit. All I need from you, Anna Marie, is just a nice profile pic. I don't know if you saw some of my pictures, just a nice face photo, anything that you've got. If you just want to WhatsApp that to me, and if you've got all your links that we can, I've got your Facebook page, so I can tag you in. This is just to set up a little bit of a, like an ad that your program is going to
be
on.
Nice.
Yeah, we do that.
Nice.
If you got Twitter.
I'm going to send it right now to you.
Yeah, on WhatsApp. Send it
to me. Are you going to make it?
No. What do you...
Are you just going to take the photo and put and all of that.
I take the photo, then I just tell them what it's about, and they do a little write-up to say this is what we're going to be chatting about. So if you want to put us to put anything specific in there, you can type it on.
No. No, I just thought, can you send that to me, and I can perhaps advertise that on my group that I can listen.
Okay, so what I normally do is I normally upload it straight on Facebook. But if you want them to send, if you got Twitter or any other social media stuff that you have, then they can upload it straight onto your social media link. So if you've got, send it all to me. I send it to them. Once the ad's done, they will put your Facebook page. Sometimes I tag people in because it's just easier. That's why I sent you a Facebook request.
Okay.
And then if you've got any other links you want them to put that ad on, then just send that to me with the photo. So kind of a close-up facial photo.
Oh,
if it can be from...
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Thank you. Then I'm going to send it to them.
Thank you so much. But I'll send it to your WhatsApp. Is that okay?
Yeah, WhatsApp is going to be the best for me. I forward everything via WhatsApp. Thank you so much, Anna Marie. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.